Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Hello, Dan here from Haters TV at the City Ground, where Manchester City have just beaten Nottingham Forest 2-0. We've just heard from Pep Guardiola, who said that his City side were lucky to win because of the pitch, and also predicted that Arsenal will not lose another Premier League game this season.
Really hard, I would say. Last season we draw and we play miles away, much better than today, but knowing the circumstances, we arrived here. So we knew the game was going to happen, and we were so lucky, fortunate today, that the pitch was so dry and high, because the chances that they had with a better pitch condition, they would have a score. So we were incredibly fortunate for that. Yeah, I think the last half an hour is where we are. Without the ball, we suffer. But when Koba came in the second half and Bernardo missing both in there, and after we were much, much better.
Did Arsenal winning before the game, did that put a bit of pressure on you, a bit of extra pressure on you?
Well, we prefer they lose, but we cannot control what they do. They make a good result but yeah, it's four games left. So I think it's not going to lose any point. So, and we know exactly what you have to do.
One thing that has happened today, you guarantee the top four players now. You always say that's your
sorry?
You guarantee the top four.
Guarantee. Wow, I'm going to celebrate it tomorrow. My CEO and our owner will be so happy. For next season, we'll be in the Champions League. How many teams will have to be in that position? So. Yeah, it's a very really good news. I think I said many times during the season, I think qualification for the Champions League is the most important target achievement that one team can have. So we did it, and four games left again. Big congratulations to all the club and the players, especially to achieve it.
You said before the match you were worried about the short turnover between the game Brighton and today. Did you think the players were a bit tired today?
The last 20 minutes, 30 minutes, when we have the ball with Bernardo, we were not tired. When we don't have the ball, we look really, really tired. So we lost a lot of balls and simple ones and allowed to make a transitions. But the players were really, really good, suffering, and at the end we did it. Second half was much better because before the second goal, we got the game in our hands. Before, all the game was so dangerous. In certain moments, they were much, much better than us.
Is Everton okay as well? He came off.
It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. We will see next tomorrow with the doctors, but it doesn't look good.
Paul?
Yeah.
Paul? You took off Jeremy Doku, brought Matteo Kovacic on. Was that to get more control?
More passes. And it doesn't look good in the first 15 minutes. Not for that change. We changed when Bernardo came inside. And make a lot of passes with Rodri, and in that moment we were much, much better.
Sure. You mentioned the pitch. What was wrong with the pitch?
No, I'm saying no wrong, nothing. I said it was dry for the weather, for the sun, and high, and that helped us. No, nothing about it. So when we play at home, we decide the way we want to play. When we play away, we adapt. I'm saying that we were lucky from the position that the chances they had, they could not contact good the ball for the question for the pitch.
At this stage of the season, do you care about the quality of the performance or with it being so close to the finish line, is it just about ticking the games off, the game with points on the board, or do you still care about the quality of the performance?
If you are the quality performance, that means we are who we are closer to win the games. So today was the coin. The game was in danger. But of course, during 38 games and the amount of games that we have, I knew the game would be like that. But they respond well, and in that moment, of course, the win is the most important thing. But not now, in September, October, November, December, and every game we play, the most important thing is the result for us, because we live better, and because all of you judge results, not performance. But today the performance was not really good. In terms, because they are good, they play for, you know, to be in the Premier League, and they have aggressive, incredible pace with Aina. He has the first action with Aina, with Hudson-Odoi, with Elanga. So the quality for Gibbs White. So they're a top. Murillo's a good in the build-up. So it's a physicality. Always I impress for that. But the last season, you say that. Now you're going to make a lot of compliments. If you want to read the newspapers after the game last season we played here, and how difficult it was, you know, and we played 1,000 times much better, but we equalized at the end. We missed, I don't know, 5-6 clear chances. And this season we're more closer than draw than the last season. But today the compliments, we show how character, personality for Manchester City and his players. I know it's going to happen. That last season was much better. Much, much better.
Pep, you're very close to winning your fourth title in a row. If eventually you did, will you say there's nothing left for you to challenge in England again?
It's far away. Ask me this question when we are top of the league and one game left, and after I will answer you. But the four games left is like climb a big mountain. So it's a really tough game. So. The only thing is still we extend one more week is in our hands. So only can do. So it's quite similar what happened in the past with Liverpool. So we draw a game, we are not going to win the Premier League. So, and it's what it is. So today we extend this chance in a difficult, tough game. And now prepare, rest a little bit and prepare the next game.
Thank you, guys.
Have a lovely evening.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.